Grand rising, beautiful humans, and welcome to Rising Minds, where our intention is clear. We want to share valuable information for transformation designed to raise your consciousness to a whole new level of mind. I'm your host, Sam Dagash, aka The Mind Alchemist. So I'd love to start this podcast today with a question to you. Yes, you, the listener. I'd like to ask you if you are someone that sets healthy boundaries in your life. Are you a person that is really good at having healthy boundaries? And in order to, you know, dive into this topic today, I want to cover the power of healthy boundaries and how that really has a very positive impact in our life, and why every one of us should be very good at applying healthy boundaries. And when I talk about healthy boundaries, I'm referring to the ability to say no without having any fear of rejection or fear of someone thinking differently of us because we're saying no, or we're disagreeing in a healthy way, or we are expressing our opinion, or just, you know, being able to say no in a very way that is saving our energy, that is saving our well-being, or working towards, you know, mental, emotional, physical well-being. And this is really important. And a lot of the times we forget about that, or we forget to set those healthy boundaries at the get-go, and then we feel that it's too late to apply healthy boundaries sometimes. And I'm here to remind you that healthy boundaries is something that you can bring into your life in any area of your life with a matter of a decision, as a choice. And I've been inviting you to think about healthy boundaries as a process of self-love and self-respect. So it's an act of self-love and self-respect. So the more healthy boundaries you set in your life, the more you are showing yourself that you honor your space, you honor your energy, you respect yourself, and you will also allow people to respect you more. So when you have healthy boundaries, people tend to respect you, even if they don't say that. But from a perception perspective, people have more respect for others that have healthy boundaries, because they see that they respect their time, they respect their energy, and therefore they are indirectly forced to respect that, right? Because otherwise they're not in your space, or they're not in your life. And people that don't respect your boundaries are people that are, you know, not, they don't respect you, because if they did, they would respect your boundaries. So I think it's a conversation to be had in terms of reflection with yourself and identifying where in your life do you feel you can have even more healthier boundaries. And when I talk about boundaries, I'm referring to, again, the ability to say no in a very loving, caring way. Healthy boundaries doesn't always have to be a conflict. That's why we call it healthy boundaries. You know, again, act of self-care and self-respect is always at the top of mind when we are setting those healthy boundaries. And it definitely has such positive impacts in our life. And in my model of the world, I found that, you know, when I coach my clients and I'm doing some deep work, I'm always making sure that this is one of the main pillars in their life. Because if we build and we're doing reconditioning of the mind, and we're working and reestablishing new belief systems, etc., but you don't have healthy boundaries, you almost take steps backwards, and that's not supporting any form of transformational work. So healthy boundaries is the principle. It's one of the core principles that I believe is very, very important to have in our life to preserve any positive change, but also to show ourselves and improve the relationship with ourselves and with others. Because ultimately, it's going to save energy. It's going to communicate our needs and expectation. And it's going to bring in more trust and respect. And this is why I feel this element and this reminder to my listeners today is really reflecting on this, taking some time to ask yourself, where do I feel that I am out of balance when it comes to healthy boundaries? And what are the actions and steps that I can take to enforce more healthy boundaries in my life from a place of love, from a place of respect, not necessarily conflict? At the end of the day, when you set healthy boundaries, you know you're doing that with a good intention for a good reason. And if anyone outside of you is not agreeing to that or is frustrated or finds it to be a problem, then to be very open and honest with you, it's their problem. It's their problem and it's their way that they need time to adjust to the way you are setting those boundaries moving forward. But I want to also mention that when we set healthier boundaries, we always tend to increase productivity in our life. We increase focus in our life, you know. It helps us in many, many ways. But more importantly, it's a process of, you know, overcoming any guilt or people-pleasing that tends to happen. A lot of the times when we don't set healthy boundaries is because we have, the element of ourselves that we want to just please people because we don't want to have any rejection, or we don't want to feel guilty, or we don't want any conflict. But in reality, when we're doing that, we're actually putting ourselves second in the process, and we're unable to recover from that. We're unable to start to bring those boundaries into play. And this is why I'm inviting you to reflect, but also to readjust and recalibrate your boundaries in your life. Because as you do so, you will improve the relationship with yourself, and subsequently, you will improve the relationship with others in your life. This is how it works. But there's one key element that I want to add to this this discussion or this conversation that I'm having with you, is the ability to also set healthy boundaries within yourself. And this is a place where most people forget about. And when I say healthy boundaries between you and yourself, it means that you're sticking to what you set out for yourself. Meaning, for example, healthy boundaries, as I said, is a very powerful way for reserving energy. But also, it's a very healthy way for bringing in more discipline in our life. So boundaries can be set internally. And here's an example how. So let's say you're someone that is active, that you're looking to be more active at gym, right? Or you want to be more, you want to gym more, you want to get your health at the forefront, and you want to set healthy boundaries around your health. So what's important to do is you have a ranking, you have a baseline, and then a maximum. So within that baseline, within those boundaries, is what you're setting for yourself. So for example, I need to be at the gym minimum 3 times a week, maximum 5 times a week. If I'm within that boundary of 3 to 5, then I am adhering to my own boundaries that I've set for myself. But there's nothing less than 3 times a week and nothing more than 5. So within 3 to 5, I'm happy. I'm within my boundaries. I'm not pushing myself over 5. I don't need to. And I'm not going below 3. So healthy boundaries is almost a way that brings in a key to serving and reserving our energy, as well as establishing this sense of confidence and discipline within ourselves. So as you set healthy boundaries in your outside world, it is important to establish healthy boundaries within yourself, within your world as well, within your internal world. And as I mentioned, that could be from gymming to seeing friends, X amount of, allocating X amount of time for friends and throughout the week, allocating X amount of time for you to read a book, to spend time with yourself. And it's non-negotiable. So mapping that out within your week or within your month, of how you want to have those internal boundaries and what they look like for yourself, and sticking to that. Because once you've mapped it out, then it becomes easier for you to implement it in your life, as well as having clarity on what those healthy boundaries look like on the outside world, with friends, with family, with work. A lot of the times we find ourselves stuck in a tornado of work where we don't even know where our boundaries are. We're working over, like, I don't know, till 8, till 10, 11, 12 at night. And it's because we started on the wrong foot. We never had those healthy boundaries with work. And it's important to remember that you always have a choice to change. even if you got someone used to the way you do things, but you still have the right to change, to say, well, I have new boundaries now and I want to approach this in a different way because that's draining my energy, you know? And again, my message to you today, guys, is ultimately to preserve and increase your energy in your life. And healthy boundaries is one of the most important principles or acts that you can apply in your life that will reserve your energy and actually allow you to have more energy to create new things in your life, new experiences. And that's what we're all about. We always want to create new things. We want to create new experiences that is in alignment to who we are, and making sure that there are no limitations, there's no insecurities that is holding us back from setting those healthy boundaries. So here's to setting those healthy boundaries in your life. And thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Much love and positive energy.